also betrayed the strategy of most advertisers.
这个广告是与大部分的广告商的策略是完全背道而驰的。
Convince the public that their product must be bought by the public.
他们就是要说服社会公众人士，社会大众，让他们知道他们非得买百事可乐的产品不可。
If you consider something to be a need,
你如果觉得有些东西是你所需要的,
then you will buy it.
然后你就会去购买。
You might even buy it if it is a luxury.
即使这样东西你所需要的是一个奢侈品，你仍然会去买。
Something pleasing to your senses.
可能是一些东西能够让你的感官带来愉快满足。
Or something that will advance you in whatever you want to advance in.
也许是一些产品能够带领到你所想进步的地方，就是说你所期望能够在生活中前进的这些帮助你前进的这些东西。
And so, there we go. And so off we buy.
所以那就买吧。
Breyers ice cream.
布莱尔冰淇淋。
Dell computers.
戴尔电脑。
Verizon cell phones.
Verizon 的手机。
And DirecTV.
还有卫星电视。
Scripture cites only two things that God calls necessities.
然而圣经告诉我们，神在神的眼里只有两件事情是生活所绝对必须的。
Food and clothing.
衣服和食物。
Let us read 1 Timothy 6:8.
让我们一起来读提摩太前书第6章第8节。
And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content.
只要有衣有食，就当知足。
Everything beyond that, biblically speaking, is a luxury.
按照圣经的原则而言，任何事情在衣食之外的都可以算是一种奢侈品吧。
Were you pleased when you got some of your needs met as you enjoyed your past birthdays?
回想一下你过去的生日里面，你是不是因为你得到一些能够满足你需要的东西，你就很快乐的呢？
Or were you disappointed when you didn't get the luxury you wanted?
还是说你因为没有得到你所想要的那个奢侈品，反而所以心里很失望呢？
Is there anything in your life which you must have?
想想看，在你的生活当中，是不是有一些东西你非得得到不可？
A certain kind of car.
某一种品牌的车子,
good grades in school,
在学校里得到好的成绩,
the approval of your peers,
还有你的同辈朋友都能够认同你，接纳你,
success at all costs,
不计任何代价来得到成功,
feel free to fill in the blank.
这好像一个填空题啊，你们欢迎大家来填这个问题，这个填空。
I must have blank or I will not be happy.
这个填空题目就是说，我一定要拥有这样东西，什么东西，要不然我就不快乐。
And what happens if you don't get it?
如果你不能得到这样你很想要的东西，那会怎样呢？
Frustration. Stress, anxiety, worry.
你是否会觉得很有挫折感，很有压力，非常的愤怒，不高兴，甚至忧虑呢？
How can this be prevented?
我们要如何避免这种状况发生呢？
The Lord is the Prince of Peace.
我们知道我们的神是和平的君。
This gotta have it cycle can upset one's peace.
因为我们常常有这种非得到这个东西不可的心态，就会搅扰我们的平安。
The Lord spoke in John 15:1-7.
神借着约翰福音第七章一到七节告诉我们。
He spoke about abiding in him.
他告诉我们，我们要在他里面，要住在他里面。
He illustrated this using a vine and its branches.
神在讲这件事情的时候，就是用葡萄树跟枝子的比喻。
Take a fruit, like strawberries.
举例来说，我们就拿草莓来讲吧。
Without a central vine, the branches do not receive nutrition absorbed by the plant through its roots.
没有那个植物的主要的蔓藤，那枝子就没有办法从这个植物吸收到这个由根吸收来的养分。
The plant's circulatory system transports the nutrients up the vine.
这个草莓植物它的循环系统会把养分向上经过这个主干运输出去。
To the outer reaches of the branches.
运输到这个主干衍生出来的枝叶。
If the connection between vine and branch is cut,
如果这个主干跟枝叶之间的连接被切断了,
then the branch will die and no fruit will be born.
结果呢,就是这个枝子会死亡,当然也就没办法结果子了。
So in terms of branch survival, the vine and the branchMust be connected.
所以就这个枝子的生存之道而言，这个枝子跟主干一定要紧密相连。
This is also true with a tall apple tree.
这个道理也适用于非常高大的苹果树。
The trunk of the tree is like the central vine of the strawberry plant.
苹果树的主干就好像那草莓的主要的那只主藤一样。
The roots absorb nutrition from the soil.
我们知道这个苹果树的根从土里面吸收了养分。
The tree's circulatory system transport nutrition up the trunk.
那这棵树的循环系统呢，就会把养分运输到这个树经由树的主干。
To the outer reaches of the branches.
运输到这棵树所繁衍生出来的各种枝子跟叶子。
If the connection between trunk and branch is cut.
如果这个树干跟枝子之间的连接被剪断了
then the branch will die and no fruit will be born.
那当然这个枝子就会死亡也不可能结果子了
The trunk and the branch must be connected.
树干跟枝叶都必须紧密相连接
The Lord said,I am the vine, you are the branches.
主耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
When someone receives Christ as his or her Lord and Savior,
当一个人接受耶稣基督做他的救主和主的时候，
Vine and branch become eternally connected.
这时候葡萄树就是主跟枝子就是信徒是永远的紧密连接的
And as time goes on fruit is born on the branch
随着一段时间的过去那这个 枝子 成长，然后会结果子。
In terms of victory over sin and a growing likeness to Christ in one's thoughts, words, and deeds.
结着什么果子呢？那就是当我们能够战胜罪恶，并且能够更像主耶稣，在借着我们的思想、话语、行为，渐渐的越来越像主耶稣。
But the Lord commanded His people to abide or remain in Him.
主耶稣教导他，凡是属他的人，都必须要住在他里面。
This sounds like one can choose to abide or not to abide.
这听起来好像是说一个人可以选择去住在主里面，或者不住在主里面。
And so it is.
的确是如此。
We must remind ourselves every day that there is nothing in this world that we must have except our relationship with the Lord growing and flourishing.
每一天我们都应该要提醒自己，事实上，在这个世界上，只有一件事是我们非得有不可的，那就是我们跟主之间的关系。
Just like the branch must be linked to the vine in order for fruit to be born.
就像果树的枝子必须与主干相连才能够结果子。
This abiding is broken when one replaces the one true God with other gods.
这种住在主里面的关系如果被打破了，就是说一个人如果他不信靠真神，反而去信靠这些假神。
These other gods are not always made of material substances.
我们讲所谓的假神偶像，也不一定都是指物质上的东西。
Please look at the final verse of the Epistle of 1 John.
让我们一起来看一看约翰书信里面的最后一个经节。
1 John 5:21 says, "Little children, guard yourselves from idols."
约翰一书第五章二十一节如此说：小子们呐，你们要自守，远避偶像。
This is a verse for Christians.
这一节经节是对基督徒而言的。
One may say, "I am a follower of Christ."
有人可能会说，我是耶稣基督的追随者。
I do not follow false gods.
我不追随偶像。
But apparently, as John states it, false gods, idols, are something we need to guard ourselves from.
但是显然从使徒约翰说这些话看来，我们每一个人都应该要警戒避免偶像假神。
This pursuit of a false god reminds me of gotta have it.
凡是这种追求偶像假神的事情，就让我想起这件事情，我非有拥有，非得有这样东西不可。
Please read Colossians 3:5 with me.
请大家跟着我一起念哥罗西书第三章第五节。
Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
哥罗西书第三章第五节，所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪与拜偶像一样。
I can see the English translation that you have says greed, which is very much the same as coveting.
我从你们打出来的经文里面看到讲的贪，讲到说这个贪婪这个字，就跟你好像贪恋别人的东西差不多。
So the Apostle Paul calls coveting idolatry.
所以使徒保罗把贪婪这件事情看作与拜偶像是相等的。
And coveting is the Bible way of saying gotta have it.
什么是贪婪呢？ 就是用就是用圣经的方式来说，我非得有这东西不可。
And God hates coveting so much that He sent Jesus to die for it.
然而，神是如此的痛恨贪婪这件事情，这个罪，所以他差遣他的爱子耶稣基督来到世上为我们罪而死。
It seems to me that coveting is a fairly easy sin to commit.
在我看来，我们是很容易就犯了贪婪、贪恋这个罪。
And if it is the same as idolatry, then we need to guard ourselves from it.
如果说贪婪就与拜偶像一样，那我们真的是要谨慎自守，我们要警醒避免这个罪。
So the next time you have stress or tension or anger,
当下一次你感觉到有压力、紧张、愤怒或者是愤怒，
ask yourself the following question.
你可以问问你自己下面这些问题。
What am I coveting right now that God is not giving to me?
我现在在贪图什么东西是神还没有给我的呢？
Think a moment and identify your covet points.
停下来想一想，找出你贪图贪恋的那些要点是什么。
All addictions are examples of coveting.
凡是沉溺于这样或那样，所有的东西都是一种贪婪。
Okay, I'm going to drift from the script a little bit right now. What are some examples of addictions?
有哪些例子是沉迷的例子呢？
My father used to smoke cigarettes.
我父亲以前是抽烟的。
Many people in my family drink.Alcohol.
我家族成员里面也有许多人都喜欢喝酒。
My younger brother was on drugs, cocaine, for 10 years.
我的弟弟食用这个毒品十年之久。
But that's not the basic problem with them.
然而这并不是他们基本的问题。
The basic problem is that they need Christ.
基本的问题是他们需要耶稣基督。
And when they receive Christ, then He can deal with the addictions.
当他们接受了耶稣基督的时候，耶稣基督可以帮助他们解决这些沉迷的问题。
All addictions are example of coveting, but it is far broader than that.
凡是所有的沉迷于药品或是各样的事物都是贪婪的例子，但事实上还不止于此。
It includes everything that prods you towards stress and anger.
沉迷的事情也就包括一切的事情能够让你感觉到有压力并且会愤怒。
How do I know if something in my life is a false god?
我如何能够得知我生活中有哪些事情是假神偶像呢？
How much do I hurt if God were to take it away from me?
如果神要把我心中的这些偶像拿走的时候，我会有多难受呢？
I'm going to drift from the script a little bit now. How much do I hurt if God were to take it away from me?Fill in the blanks. hey, Cub fan, what if they don't win today?
现在再请你们一起来做填空题。你们有没有人是这个小熊队的球迷的？如果小熊队今天没赢呢？
Hey, football fan, what if your team doesn't win today?
如果你是美式足球迷，如果你所喜爱的队伍没有打赢，你会怎样？
What if Dunlap didn't win on Friday night?
如果 Dunlap 高中的球队这个礼拜五没有赢会怎样呢？
I live in Washington.
我是住在华盛顿区。
But sports in America can be very idolatrous.
在美国，各项的运动，很容易就会成为很多人的偶像。
Americans are being taught, I gotta win.
美国人是从小就被这样教育，我非得赢不可。
And if I don't win, then I lose.
如果我没有赢，我就是输了。
And nobody wants to lose.
没有人喜欢被打失败。
So do you see my point?
你们有没有抓到我所要讲的重点？
This idea of how much do I hurt if God were to take it away from me, it cuts through a lot of fog.
就是这个问题，如果神把我心中的崇拜的偶像假神拿走的时候，我会有多受伤害，多难过。这个问题就帮助我们厘清我们的视野。
What is the solution?
解决的方法是什么呢？
The solution is to acknowledge and to follow the true God.
解决的方法，解决之道就是在于要承认并且追随唯一的真神。
And to acknowledge and to seek to forsake the false gods.
另外一方面，也就是说，我们必须要承认我们心中的假神，我们要寻求离弃这些偶像。
Name the false gods by name.
我们要把我们心里的那些假神一一的指出。
Confess the false gods and the covet points.
我们必须要为我们心中的假神来认罪，并且承认我们那些贪婪的要点。
Realize that there is nothing in this world that I must have in order to be at peace.
我们必须认识到，在现在在今天的世界上，没有一件事情我们是非得拥有不可的，没有一件事我们非得拥有才能有平安。
I'll go off script a minute. You have a list, and I have a list.
你可能有一个单子，我有我的单子。
Let me share a little bit about my list.
现在我愿意跟你们分享一下我的单子。
I don't have to eat.
我不一定要吃。
But I love to eat.
但是我非常喜欢吃的，吃东西。
But I'm getting older and I'm getting wider and I don't always have to eat.
我现在是年纪渐长，身体也越来越宽广，我实在是不需要总是要吃东西的。
I used to be 23 years old.
我以前也曾经23岁过。
I am now almost 63 years old.
我现在几乎要63岁了。
It's easy to gain and hard to lose.
是非常容易增加体重，很难减轻体重的。
I am not married.
我没有结过婚。
But I don't have to have a girl.And I don't have to have a wife.
然而我不必一定要有一个女朋友，或是要一定要有一个太太。
I understand why God didn't give me a wife.
我了解神为什么不赐给我一个太太。
God had a special ministry for me for 12 years.
神为我预备一个很特殊的服事岗位有十二年之久。
And I could not have been involved in that ministry if I was married and had a family.
如果我是结婚的有家庭的，那我就几乎不可能来参与那项服事工作了。
And now that I am almost 63 years old,
现在我差不多要63岁了。
I'm not looking forward to getting the girl.
我并不期望我能够再遇到一个女朋友。
I'm looking forward to glory.
我所期望的是神的荣耀。
And when I go home, I do not have two opinions to deal with. I only have one.
我回家的时候，我不需要对付两种意见，我只有一种意见。
And that special ministry included another opinion, which was very difficult to deal with sometimes.
我提到过的那个特殊的服事，也包括在内，是有时候是非常难对付的一个看法。
So, no second opinions at home. There are no second opinions at home.
所以在我的家里没有第二个意见。
But I'm not lonely.
然而我并不寂寞。
I praise the Lord for the fellowship of God's people.
我赞美神，因为他赐给我弟兄姐妹们之间的交往。
Next item on the list. I don't have to have the approval of everyone.
我单子上的第二的事情就是，我不必一定要得到每一个人的认同。
I really would like to have the approval of everyone.
我当然很喜欢每一个人都认同我。
But not everyone approves of me.
然而并不是每一个人都会赞许我，认同我。
I don't have to have everyone be good to me.
我不必一定要每一个人都对我好才行。
I really wish everybody was good to me.
我当然希望每一个人对我都非常的友好。
But that's not reality.
但是事实并非如此。
I teach in school.
我在学校里教书。
Not everyone approves of me.
并不是每一个人都认同我。
Not everyone is good to me.
并不是每一个人都对我很好。
And I'm not just talking about the students.
我并不只是在讲学生而已。
The more I try to shine the Lord's light in school,
每当我越想在学校里面彰显主的荣耀的时候，
the more careful I have to be.
我就必须要更加的小心。
Sometimes I feel like Daniel in Babylon in school.
我在学校的时候常常觉得我自己就好像但以理在巴比伦一样。
Many people in America now do not favor the Lord Jesus Christ or Christians.
现在的美国许多人都非常的不喜欢基督徒或是基督的信仰。
And we must be very careful when we shine the Lord's light in a place like the public schools.
当我们在一些地方，例如公立学校里面，希望为主发光的时候，我们必须要非常的小心、谨慎。
I don't have to have heaven on earth.
我不必一定要在地上有天堂。
Don't you wish we were in heaven right now?
你难道不希望你现在就在天上吗？天堂里。
But we're not in heaven.
然而我们现在并不在天堂里。
There are sinful people all over the world.
在这个世界上有很多头脑简单的人。
There are sinful people here in Peoria.
在世界上到处都有罪人。在 Peoria, 我们城市里面也到处都有罪人。
There are sinful people in our churches.
甚至在我们的教会里面也是会有罪人。
We are related to sinful people.
我们跟这些罪人都是有相关性的。
We don't live in heaven on earth.
我们在这个世界上并不是能够过着像在天堂的生活。
But I don't have to have heaven on earth.
然而我不必一定要把地上的日子过得像在天上一样。
I don't have to have justice on earth.
我不必一定要地上有公义，我才行。
Don't you hate it when the bad guy gets away with his unrighteousness?
你是不是会很厌恶看到听到这样的事情，就是一个坏人得逞，他陷害好义人，他反而没有被捉到。
Me too.
我也是这样。
But I cannot allow that to become a covet point. I cannot look at justice on the earth as something to covet.
但是呢，我并不能够把这种地上的这些公义的事情，看成一定得要这样。
I will try to have justice on this earth.
我会尽量希望让地上能够这个世界上有公义。
But it will not always be on the earth.
然而，公义不会总是在这个地上这个地上。
I don't have to have a saved family.
我不必一定要我全家得救才行才开心。
I would like to have a saved family.
我当然希望我们家的每一个人都是得救的。
But I cannot allow myself to covet it.
但是我不能容许我自己去贪图这个愿望。
As you can see, you can covet some very good things.
从这个例子你就可以看见，有时候我们所贪图的事情可能是非常好的事情。
I don't have to have one particular place of ministry.
我不必一定要达到某一项服事的某个职位才行。
It's like I say the following to the Lord.
就像我们追随主耶稣。
God, I will serve you anywhere.
你可能会说，主啊，我要我可以在任何地方服事你。
But not New Jersey.
但是不能去新泽西州。
Do not tell God where you don't want to be.
别告诉神哪里你不想去。
He may put you there.
他很可能就把你放到你不想去的地方。
I don't have to be in the ministry.
我不必非要服侍才行，非要服侍不可。
I could be doing something else for a living.
我也可以做别的事情来生活。
I don't have to have whatever.
我不必一定要坚持什么，得到什么不可。
But I do need to have my personal relationship with the Lord growing and flourishing.
然而，我的确需要我跟我个人，我跟神有一个个人的关系，而且这个关系是不断成长、欣欣向荣的。
That is why I try to pray every day and be in God's Word every day.
这就是为什么我尝试着每天我都祷告，我都读神的话语。
That is why I regularly come to church to hear God's Word.
这也是为什么我固定的来到教会来聆听神的话语。
And that is why I try to communicate Christ by my words and lifestyle.
这也是为什么我常常借着我的话语以及我的生活形态向别人表达介绍耶稣基督。
God can give us personal peace in this life.
神的确可以给我们个人的平安在这个世界上。
He can help us to accept whatever plans.He has for us.
他也能够帮助我们接受他在我们身上的任何计划。
And sometimes his plan has some difficult points to it.
有时候神在我们身上的计划是有一些很困难的点，我们是对我们来讲是很困难理解的。
There may be some painful moments and painful times.There might be some painful times in your life.
在你的生活当中，有时候你可能会觉得非常的痛苦。
But remember the question that I asked earlier.
但是，请你记住先前我所问你们的问题。
What am I coveting right now that God is not giving to me?
我现在所贪图的是哪些东西神没有给我的呢？
Thank you for hearing a message from God's word today.
谢谢你们今天聆听从神而来的信息。
And thank you so much, Ruby, for your translation and being able to think on your feet as I gave you more than what I wrote down.
Yeah.